It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Can I just say this?
What have you got?
We will be wrong and have been wrong today,
and we'll
be wrong
line up to it.
This bloke had me second guessing myself, or person whose number ends in 602. Jake Waterman kicked 4? Maybe in the ammos, Gary, you idiot. He got delisted last year. Can you ring us up and just apologise?
Right.
So Jake Waterman plays for the West Coast, who kicked 4 on the weekend. Well done to you.
Right.
You're talking about Alex Waterman, or Alec, as it says in the book in front of me, who was at Essendon, who got delisted.
Right.
You with me?
You sure you got him around the right way?
I just triple-checked it. Yes, I am 100% certain. I was right the first time, and that person had me second-guessing myself.
You sure about that?
Yes.
It wasn't Dennis Waterman?
You went out to ask these knuckleheads back about Dennis Waterman. The three young 30-year-olds looked at you as if you're stupid.
They've never heard of the show Minder.
No.
Are we just getting too old?
No.
Do we need to get ourselves an older production team?
Yeah. Let's see if Lewis Martin, maybe, if he wants another
Lewis,
job, he'd come in and
do it.
It'd
be terrific to be on the desk here.
He's been good enough to join us at Channel 7. Boss, is this on the back of Daisy Pierce?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right. Well, introduce your boss.
Good morning, Lewis.
Yeah, good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. Listeners, if Tim calls, I jump. And, at a moment's notice, so I'm more than happy to come on to SEN and talk footy.
Hey, Lewis, specifically we want to talk about Daisy Pierce because there's been discussions around that Richmond have said that they don't want her in the rooms. Now Brisbane say that they don't want her in the rooms. Is this something that you anticipated, and are you expecting it to be something that's going to be more of a concern and other clubs are going to come forward and say the same thing?
Look, I think for us, well, first of all, it's obviously, I think Neil Barr made a point, it's a real indication of how Daisy's seen. But from our point of view, when Daisy had the role, I think in Geelong, they were working through with Daisy what her role was going to be at that particular point in time. So my view was that we would roll on with the season, and as Daisy's role at Geelong's become a bit more clearer, then obviously there are going to be some clubs that will respond to that, and we'll respect that, and we'll have a chat with Dave this week. But it's not a really, without dismissing it, it's because it's a football issue, and it's not really critical for us, but we'll respect various clubs. Some clubs may be different. Some clubs talked to us about it pre-season, and it wasn't an issue at all.
Right.
But I think what happens, as you guys would know, that once that first ball is bounced, then when you're dealing with clubs pre-season compared to when the season's on, you know, they become a different beast, and we appreciate that. It's a highly, highly competitive competition. We'd see how the role evolved,
right,
and then see how clubs would react.
I was going to ask you that question because I know you did and go and do sort of like a presentation to all the clubs in the preseason. Was it not raised at any of those meetings that you had with clubs?
No, I think only because Tim at that time is that both Geelong and Daisy, I think, were probably working through what her role would be. So I think that, and that's, you know, there's been past commentators across all broadcasters, radio and television and at Fox and Seven that have had roles at clubs. But so I think that as clubs have probably seen days in the box and all those sorts of things, and they've got a right to reassess the situation, and we respect that.
Yeah,
and some clubs will look at it differently. But again, it's not something we would force upon a club, by the way, in this instance. So because we've got so many options, and Daisy's insight on our broadcast is so valued that it's not critical that she's in the rooms, I guess.
No, and this is, as you said, and people should be aware, there's absolutely no reflection on Daisy as a commentator. In fact, it's probably the opposite. She's too good a commentator, so they don't really. And Luke Darcy's a footy director still at the Western Bulldogs. Jimmy Bartel's a footy director at the Giants. Have you run into a similar issue with these boys?
No, not really. I think it's probably more about the actual match day role that I don't know, by the way. I'm only guessing. Hock and I spoke about this regularly in the pre-season as to how her role would evolve. But I think when you spend time with Daisy, I think your understanding of her knowledge and insights of the game, it becomes quite apparent. So I could be wrong, but I think perhaps her role at Geelong has even evolved deeper as she spent more time there.
Yeah, and that's a coaching role as opposed to a footy director, I guess, is the difference. Yeah. Have you got the Wiss penciled in for a few more games? Because then when he's on, I am absolutely glued to the television.
Yeah, no, we're heading down that nostalgia role, Gaz. And,
yes, I like it.
So, I know Tim won't necessarily like this. I might get ticked off, but, you know, there were some moments where we had in the pre-season preparation with both Job and Tim, and all I can say to you was not only a pleasure to be around, but also very funny. So, no, definitely Tim Watson is evergreen, and we'll be expecting him to get up on a weekend and come into work.
Yes,
just a little bit of feedback for you on that particular point off the temper text this morning, Lewis. Just use him sparingly. That's coming through loud and clear. Sparingly.
No. Who Watson or Pierce?
No, Watson.
Yeah, I think I might know where that's coming from. But no, look, we understand. I want, you know, for SEN listeners, we think it's a real mark of respect to Daisy. Yet I'm not surprised because as her role's evolved. So we're quite pragmatic about it and have a chat this week with Daisy and the clubs that are involved. And if anybody had an issue with it, then we'll deal with it on a case by case.
Good on you, Louis. Thanks for joining us.
All the best, lads. Thanks.
Thanks, Louis.
Real smart. And it won't be an issue for going forward, but we just thought we'd clarify for it.